Wind and solar projects are popping up in more places across the Midwest, but so is opposition. Several counties, townships, and towns have restricted the construction of big wind turbines and solar panels. But as Harvest Public Media's Jim Meadows reports, two Midwestern states recently passed laws making it hard for local governments to say no to green projects.
The farmland out where Jerry Edwards lives in northern Piatt County, Illinois, is flat enough that he can point a mile to the north, where a wind farm will soon be installed.
There will be a tower the size of the Gateway Arch back this way in where the cover crop is. And then in the field just east of it, I mean, we can walk out to the road and see, there will be a second.
The Piatt County Board voted down the project in March of last year. Then, 7 months later, they approved it. Edwards, who was the county board's vice chairman, voted no both times. He says other board members changed their no votes to yes because of a new Illinois law. It sets statewide standards for wind and solar projects. In Piatt County, officials worried saying no to this wind farm could lead to a costly legal battle.
In a nutshell, the governor, the speaker of the House, and the head of the Senate basically had a gun held to their head saying, you are going to vote for this or else you subject the county to lawsuits that would break the county.
Opponents of the wind farm say their eyesores create noise and light problems, as well as potential environmental issues once the turbines wear out. But the state of Illinois needs more wind farms and solar farms to meet its goal of 100% clean energy by 2050. That's according to Northern Illinois University law professor Sarah Fox, whose specialty is environmental law and land use.
If you have local governments around the state unwilling to commit to wind and solar and other things, then Illinois is not going to be able to get to those renewable energy goals that it has set.
Wind and solar farms are built on sites leased by willing landowners. But local opposition has been growing year by year, according to the Sabin Center for Climate Change Law at Columbia University in New York. It counted nearly 300 projects that have faced serious opposition across the U.S. as of last year, and more than 220 local governments and six states that either restrict or ban them outright. Matthew Isenson authored the center's report last year.
I think this is largely due to the fact that developers are proposing projects in new areas, and the local restrictions are often a reaction to, you know, a specific project proposal.
In Michigan, voters in several townships in Montcalm County not only rejected projects, but recalled township officials who supported them. Then, last November, the governor signed Michigan's Clean Energy Future Package into law. It includes limits on townships' ability to say no to wind and solar projects. Supporters say that's a good move for the state's environment and economy. But there's an effort in Michigan to overturn those limits through a state referendum. Retired school teacher Norm Stevens is gathering signatures.
The state's plans of 100% renewable energy and takeover of local control of that zoning is a classic case of government overreach, and they aren't realistic, and nor are they achievable.
Despite pushback, the number of U.S. wind and solar facilities has grown as costs have fallen. Jeff Danielson is with the Clean Grid Alliance, which advocates for renewable energy in the Midwest. He says acceptance of green projects will come in time.
But it will come with some discussion, some conflict, and a reconciling of folks' preferences along the way. We should embrace that because we get to do it in a democratic setting, and that, I think, should be everybody's goal.
But in rural areas of Illinois and Michigan, some residents resent that state law is overriding local authority over wind and solar farms. For Harvest Public Media, I'm Jim Meadows.